Terre Haute to Tin Pan Alley, Paul Dresser, composer of the Indiana State Song, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the Holiday Author Fair, featuring more than 90 authors, Sunday, December 4th. More information at indianahistory.org. Through the sycamores, the candle lights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash, far away. These lines from the chorus of Indiana's official state song convey the sense of nostalgia for a long-gone rural domesticity that characterized Paul Dresser's best-loved songs. Born in Terre Haute in 1859 to John and Sarah Dreiser, his brother was the renowned novelist Theodore Dreiser. Paul's modified surname was reportedly a result of a mix-up in the press. After studying for the priesthood, young Paul enjoyed stints with a medicine show wagon in Indianapolis and a minstrel show in New York before becoming a sheet music giant. On the Banks of the Wabash recalls a bucolic Indiana homestead and expresses yearnings for a mother and a young bride, both gone to the grave. The origins of the mysterious song are not clear. Some claim it was penned at the West Baden Springs Hotel. Some say the offices of Dresser's publishing company in New York. It's even speculated that Dresser's brother, the novelist, wrote the first verse. Another enigmatic aspect of the song is its dedication to the 14-year-old Mary E. South of Terre Haute, whom the composer had never met. Paul Dresser died penniless at the age of 47 in 1906, but his legacy lives on in the history of American popular song, as well as several landmarks around Terre Haute. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.